Everything you need, we got it.
Log in to rogmusicafrica.com.
When Airtel saves, data is life. Believe it, because we've got you covered for life. Airtel, now the network with the widest 4G coverage in Nigeria. Visit any Airtel shop to upgrade your SIM to a 4G SIM and get free 4GB data. Airtel, the smartphone network.
Welcome back. This is The Relevant Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Relevant Show. My name is Lara Shomibi. And whose phone is that? That's quite unbelievable. If it was your phone that just did that, boom. That's very unbelievable, because I know for sure that you are working in a radio station. I know that. So why don't you just take the culture of your radio station to this radio station? You need to be comported. This is a public place.
You need to portray our core values.
Joaquin, what was your school? Your school did not have core values.
No, you just had one core value.
You say, what school is
one,
that?
One important core value.
What? One G4?
Don't eat meat.
Oh, don't eat.
What? Are you silly? I've actually forgotten all those things, but we had.
How was spirituality, innocence, truth saying?
No, it was SIM cards.
Okay. Spirituality, immense.
Integrity.
Oh. Okay, I said immense.
Yeah, so Larry and I went for a birthday yesterday, and Larry was.
It wasn't a birthday.
Sorry, something, Sha. And Larry was.
Okay, what was that event we went for yesterday?
I can't
remember. It was a promotion.
They shall promote the woman, be appoint the woman.
They can't do party.
They can't do party.
Major party.
Larry was meant to spell progress, and he could not spell it, and he wants to go find life. Well, you can't spend the word that the word that says that you are going for, you can't spell it.
Let me tell you what happened. I put one alphabet before the other alphabet. Like,
and Baba they try fourth, because I don't know how to spell.
Was this with the mic?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. All the Baba said, they just laughed. They're like, yeah, this boy is very funny.
This one won't give him.
But joy. I didn't even know. I was actually sure of the spelling.
Yeah.
It happened.
But it happened to everybody now. Jumoke, you know they happened to you.
Jumoke spell progress.
Yeah.
P-R.
But remember not P-O. L-O. Spell progress is okay. Well, all fun and games until you can't really spell progress.
P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E.
Progress. Why do you have
progress? Mama, progress. You see me spell
progressive.
Tinibu, they give you money.
Now, wow, she's a progressive.
This is a Jagaban show video.
They
progressive.
They form a PC. Since I can spell progress, I might as well
just spell progressive. That's what they feel exam.
Cholesterol shit. The lecture. Let's go. Did you watch it? All right, guys. It's a relevant show.
Cheese.
We're nice one. We're a very crazy bunch. We're here.
Please, I'm not crazy in the name of Jesus.
I'm sane.
I'm only not normal.
I'm only not. There's somebody told me that normal is boring, so makes sense. That's okay. Because we are not boring people.
Hi, welcome guys. To the show. I'm Larry. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
My name is Jumoke Pinero.
Hey, yo.
I of course, Uncle Fage is here.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Uncle Fage is here.
Yeah.
Is it that joke that we cracked that time that he didn't want to go? The uncle that doesn't live.
Oh, like, why do you bring back stuff like this, bruv?
Please, man.
Well, why are you talking like files are studied drinking?
I was just going to say that, you know, I just want to drop one special word for Larry. Well, no, like, Larry is a very great somebody. Oh. He's shut up and let me finish talking before the spirit to leave my body. So Larry is actually a very amazing person. I mean, can be very annoying at times, but he's made.
Yeah.
Larry is God fearing. He's amazing. Like, do you know that Larry just once in a while just say Jummy? I don't know why you call me Jummy, by the way. I'm very stupid for that, but he just occasionally
we should call you Jum Jum.
Jumoke is fine. You
Jum
know, Jum. Pinero is fine. You know, Jumbug is fine.
Jum baby.
So you.
Jum
but he's really
baby.
Amazing, and I just want to apologize for not making it to your office. On your birthday, I really wanted to come
because
I like your office people even more than I like you.
Who they?
I'm very sorry I didn't make it. I just want you to know that you're amazing and I owe you one. And I really hope that you had an amazing day.
You owe me some sparkling.
Also, shut up your mouth.
Sorry.
also know that you're getting old, so you know you have to act wiser, you know, and all those things.
Why don't you want me to be wiser? Why do you want me to act?
Okay, it's true, be wiser, because okay, even the acting that you're acting now could really work for you. So
it's true.
Put in more effort to be more sensible and all that. Yeah, but really, yeah. God bless you.
God
Darren.
Bless you.
I really hope you had an amazing day.
Yeah.
Happy birthday from Feja and I, from the relevant host.
Yeah.
I really love you.
My birthday was very emotional.
First of all, what are supposed to be coming out of your eyes? She was stupid.
I already cried, already cried.
Did you actually cry?
No. My birthday was my birthday was very emotional this year. Like, I had people, these idiots, Fedro and some other of my friends, made some compilation video saying how good of a person I am. I'm not even comfortable saying that, but yeah, they made, like, it was my friend from the UK was in that video, and I'm like, wow. And I got a jacket that I really wanted to have,
like a jacket with his face on it,
my face on it. Somebody got it for me,
so they're not 50 fam.
And then I had people telling me I inspire them, and I'm like, how? Like, this is it.
Some people are laughing. They find it hard to believe, but you probably do inspire people.
Eh?
No, yeah, surprisingly, I don't understand why.
I don't know, like.
But whether you think I'm, if you think I'm Robert Safe, be person remodeled. So,
So I really appreciate everyone who, you know, reached out on my birthday.
Yeah, and, cheers to Larry, man. Cheers
thanks,
to Larry,
bro. Thank you very much, everybody. That's all. I'm emotional now, so let's not go.
Anyway, my birthday is coming. Everybody, just get ready, okay?
Yeah, you will not see me. I will travel. Even if it's to Otta.
My birthday is coming up as well.
I will tell you that I'm not. When is your birthday?
November 22.
It's still coming, Shao. Take it or leave it.
Damn.
Jumoke, what? Jumoke, see. Can you see what's exciting, Jumoke? What's exciting, you know?
I remembered something.
All right.
So, my birthday is May 31st.
Ooh.
So it's just, March is almost over. So, let's just say that it's next month.
Ooh, nice. All right, guys. What's been happening, man? 2 weeks now. Like, so much has been happening in Nigeria. First of all, I'd like to congratulate Senator Adeleke.
Baba, no, they give us money. Baba, forget that thing. Congratulations, Senator Adeleke, man.
Make we just congratulate him.
Yeah, congratulations
I mean,
to him.
He won. Yeah, I'm sorry, tribunal says that you know, the rerun was illegal, so
yeah, so I think he's still going to win.
They will appeal the case, but what's most likely going to happen is the guy that won the election will be governor for a while. Just give him, he will still be there for like 2 years.
Wow. So
once the matter is still in court, they can't remove him.
Oh,
it's until last reach the final conclusion.
No, but which guy are you talking about? When did they?
The winner of the election.
And but when did they put him inside as governor?
They'll still put him. Have they put him? No. They sworn him in now.
No.
Arebeshola is the governor.
No, they sworn him in.
When did they?
That's where the. See, the problem. Okay, Oshun not give them money, remember. So they're not. You know, the yet is about Oshun. That's why, like, when Davido now get, that's why they need Davido so that there can be attention on Oshun politics. And it's a good thing that Adeleke won, though. Very good thing. It means, you know, very soon they're going to shoot music video for Oshogbo. Adeleke going to dance for the video.
I have
with
a
Kafi.
Friend that's from that side. I have a friend that's from that side, and I was like, oh, congratulations. He said, I'm redeploying.
Oh, why?
Because it's going back to the money.
Oh, okay. All right, so guys, I'm big shout outs to him.
Yeah.
Big
shout outs to Blackface, man.
I think Blackface, let's just say what it is. Blackface, what is Yari?
If a worry boy said something that Blackface should be really ashamed.
If a worry boy is, okay, if a, sorry, I thought it was Effie.
No, Effie, big brother. If a worry boy.
Just shut up your dad.
If a worry boy said that Blackface is the only person to release a diss track about somebody, and is the person he dissed that is trending, not him.
That's quite somehow. Someone said that even if Blackface is the transformer on their street, that it won't
blow.
You're
not gonna blow.
Ladies and gentlemen, first question is, why is your transformer on your street always blowing?
No, the one from my street, they blow regularly.
Man, we're in danger in this country.
They blow regularly.
Big shout out to Blackface. In my opinion, I feel like Blackface needs to
relax.
Yeah.
Because
needs to get help.
Exactly. Since, you know, when they sang African Queen, say the thief African Queen, you know how many hits Two-Face has dropped after African Queen?
He almost drops a hit every year.
Like, is that okay? African Queen, that one has gone. Drop hits more here now.
Oh, yeah, more not come here. You
sing
now.
About something. Is he only Queen? Sing something else.
King Day, Servant Day. You know, they sing Prince, Prince.
This one of the things he spoke about that should be wise this year.
Yo, Blackface needs to be wise.
Exactly, man.
He's crazy, man.
He now said that Two-Face is gay.
He's gay, like, bro. Like, which allegation? Although that allegation is not so far-fetched because of that, this is our industry. But I mean, from the one that we can see,
yeah.
You know,
is visible to the blind,
yes,
and audible to the deaf.
So, audible to the deaf, you know.
So that Two-Face,
Kabaya.
This they know.
Now, Two-Face is the father of nations, you know.
So, what
but
about?
Mean
no, what about? No, what about?
That's what I'm saying. It's not such a far-fetched allegation.
What about that abroad man that is now a woman?
Do you know, like Bruce
okay,
Jenner?
When he was Bruce. Okay,
you understand? Exactly. Yeah, why are you calling him Bruce? You are so rash.
Sorry,
Bruce
Gore.
It's
not Bruce.
Injury.
Bruce
is Caitlin. It's Bruce. Caitlin.
Bruce Gore. Oh, Bruce, I hear me, but you changed to girl.
But you Bruce your own life. He Bruce his own life. Bruce Lee Jenner, Olodo. So for real though, I feel that allegation is not so far fetched in my opinion. Like yeah, I'm not, not even.
It's just.
I'm just here like okay.
Yeah, anything can happen. It's water under the bridge.
I mean, and this is Nigeria. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yes, open. So Blackface. What's your advice for Blackface? Let's start with Fajra.
Man, like Blackface, it's not advice. It's more you should have seen this thing since. Like when you're in a group, mm-hmm. you part three. Mm-hmm. One person's name is Face. Mm-hmm. The other one is Two-Face. They now name you Blackface. Like that's the beginning of the problem. Have you ever heard any good thing that is apart from let's forget that they call us black people. Have you Black Maria, Black? My there's God. Never really any good
there's
thing
never
that is black. You
nothing.
Understand? So maybe you should have seen it from there. Mm-hmm. You should have given yourself another name. Maybe
sorry,
Faces.
There are good
maybe
black,
Faces.
Guys.
A few Faces or something.
Exactly.
Okay.
But you should just you should take maybe you should do something else. Bet Niger is this helping people. You understand?
So when is it that even if you should start selling that, maybe you should start selling suya. Let's see if it's beef or sell.
Ah! The Nigerians are terrible, man.
If we
the strength we put into being savages online, yeah. If we put that into getting
so
our country better.
James, what was your advice for Blackface?
Well, Larry, please say they go refund your school fees. They call your parents. Change.
Jumoke, yeah, go ahead. What's your advice for Blackface?
Nothing. Just relax. You'll be fine.
Just actually chill.
You should take a pill, chill.
Nice one. All right. So Zen, Simi is also in the news, guys. She tweeted something a while back. She said Lukaku is something about something. Lukaku is very stupid, and something about Lukaku's stupidity. Yeah.
She was upset about his performance.
Okay.
And they upset her back.
They said, no, be on your song day.
That's my problem with Nigerians. Like, if you're in the limelight, it seems like you're not allowed to have an opinion.
And
anymore.
It's very stupid because nice. Anybody would have. How many people tweet when people are playing, when there's a match on? You
I'm
know
sure that
guy
was joking. Someone in replied and said, no, be on your songs be hitting. I'm at the calm down. But to be very honest, like I'm sure that person was playing as well.
And that's his business, though.
I don't think he was serious. Like, anyways, it's just funny, it's just hilarious. All right, so coming back, more music stuff. Davido's freestyle. Give me.
Killer, call me. It's your buddy. He's on something. Getting something.
Oh my Jesus.
Ubi whiskey.
Huh?
And we don't know.
Body whiskey. David Dutty, last dance, bass.
Wait, sorry, do you guys see this video? Something about the sound from the sun.
Yeah, they now put ba 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 ba
ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba Do you think that an artist should be able to freestyle? Is freestyling a standard for being an artist?
You see, the thing is, so Bale Shewa prepare, right? Do you know why? Because I feel like there are some shows you go
must
for.
You freestyle as an artist?
No,
I don't. But I think that hip hop, you should be able to freestyle.
It's not necessary.
I don't think so too. I actually do not agree to
Freestyling doesn't say you are an artist.
It doesn't. So, but like that show, whatever, what he was doing, I feel like he probably knew that they were going to ask him to do that. So,
you not see the joy in his face.
He could have, you know, that he could have just prepared something small so he won't sound so senseless and off.
Hey, please don't talk about David. Like, David, we love you. We love you and Chioma. Mm-hmm. And like the 15,000 boys that follow you on the streets.
Let's continue the show. Please, I don't want to see, there's something in this industry that let them just be. David Doe, Burner Boy, may they just be doing
it. I want whiskey.
Can always give whiskey the knock on his head.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because you can't.
Anyway, speaking of Burner Boy, ladies and gentlemen, Burner Boy and Steph London are doing what they're doing, and Burner Boy was on an interview with Ebro on Beats One Radio, and Burner Boy was really blushing when they asked him about Steph London. Did you see the video? Did you guys see the video?
No.
He was really blushing. He's like, So what do you guys think of celebrity relationships? You know, artists coming together, having, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend behavior, behavioral pattern.
Can I say that, does anybody care when your doctor is in a relationship with another doctor or a nurse?
They are saying no now. Nobody knows.
But these are everybody live their exactly. lives. Please
forget celebrities. Say when they see them,
they are all human.
The music that they are singing is work. You understand? So it's like two professionals dating. It's just, you know, let them do what they want to do.
And Burna Boy,
they look sweet. I wish them the best.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they look like...
Larry is actually a bloody hater.
They look like...
Oh, no.
They
look like, I love Burna Boy. Oh,
they look like citizenship.
Put your messages and they say, keep my name out your mouth, bro. They look like what?
They look like citizenship about citizenship.
This
about
not, it's not my show. Please, I'm cutting this part. We not talk about Burna Boy.
Whoa. I say what I want to say. Burna, I love you, bro.
I actually do love
But him. I really like Burna Boy. He's a very talented
artist. And he's getting his money.
He's a Port Harcourt boy. And... I'm kind of a Port Harcourt boy myself. All the endorsements.
Kind of.
I grew up in Port Harcourt.
Nice. All right. Some sad news, ladies and gentlemen. So two buildings collapsed in Lagos and another one in Ibadan. Reports.
The New Zealand shooting.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Now, the reports say that the first one that collapsed, the government actually asked the people to move out of that building, but they did not move out. So in this case, to be very honest, it is the people's fault. Why didn't you move out of that building? Most of the buildings in Lagos Island are really old. I can understand why they did not move out. Their reason for not moving out, their reason for not moving, I'm so tired. Their reason for not moving out might be, okay, so we go now. Where are we going to?
Yeah.
Do you understand? Is government going to move us to another place? Do you understand? But to be very honest, if you guys really wanted to move out, you would have sorted this thing out. Now people are dead.
You need to understand that at the same time, the government could have easily evicted them. Like, Muna pack your things, come on. So they could have actually used force to chase them. But if they did, we that were saying the people's force would be saying, why did the government, why would they chase them?
I don't think I would have said that. The government would have given us reasons. Jumoke, sorry, you want to say something?
No. I always get pen and paper. I don't want to forget. Sorry. Number one, you started with houses in Lagos Island are very old. Mm-hmm. Let me start by saying that personally, maybe because that I'm from Lagos Island, like my village. So the old houses in Lagos Island, the actual house, if you look very old, there's some houses that have structures that they actually look like you know the Holy Cross. Do you know how old Holy Cross is?
The church.
Yes, the cathedral. It's really old, mm-hmm. but it hasn't collapsed, or neither does it show signs of collapse because it was properly built. Now, some of these houses that are collapsing that you guys think are old are not actually as old as the actual Lagos Island homes. They're actually normal houses that they built with probably beach sand, low budget, 3 months. Anyhow, didn't get proper approval, and they did. And they're probably just bungalows, right? But because all these developers and all these things wanted to get more people to stay in these houses and make more money, they then raised them. Do you understand? And if you're going to raise a house, because you build stories, the foundation must be solid. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's why
and
you should.
Lagos Island.
Jesus is the solid foundation.
Stop. Fejo, that was very, very serious. I was just paying attention to this girl.
Lagos Island. Yeah. There's not so much money there. So they don't put money. They just build houses because they want people to stay in this house. If a very rich man, okay, there's this place that they built at Eco Hotel. Once you're turning into that Eco Hotel road, they built it quite fast, but we know that
place.
Funds went into it. Funds. So we know that it was properly built. Like, properly. You can see that Lagos Island houses, and you will not know. You've ever seen bamboo stick, all these things, normal, like, they just do it anyhow. Yeah. So, it's not exactly about the houses being old. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not properly built from the beginning. It can be just one bungalow. They now raise it. Then, how, like, I've heard different opinions. I've heard architects speak that all these houses, they actually have capacity. They have the amount of people they can take. Oh. That house that collapsed had, it had shops. The other, yes, second floor had, it was a normal residential. Then the last floor had, school. It was a school with,
Haba.
The figures that they are even giving us don't even tally with the amount of people that were in that building. Do you understand what I'm saying? So number one, it was overly populated. Number two, it was one of those houses that they did not build well. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Somebody said that you can be, that building, that particular building, that you'll be in the building and you'll be hearing things like they're throwing stones, and really they're not. The bricks are were cracking inside that wall. That house was signed and was marked for demolition not once, not twice. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. At a point, they actually did move out, but they sorted it out. Do you understand? They actually sorted it out. Then they painted it. They covered, they painted the demolition sign. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, like, there are so many houses in Lagos. See, there are houses in Lagos Island that you wonder how they breathe. You wonder how fast they built them. And see, I went to the market yesterday. I was coming back and I was looking at this house. Like, see this house? They're supposed to mark them. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can put your hand like this and say, neighbor, please give me seasoning there. Let me quickly. I'll buy it for you. I'll return it. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's how they build these houses like this. I'm even surprised house did not get affected. Lagos Island houses are bad. Even the market, even Lagos Island market, those top buildings, they just build them because they need many shops. Do you understand? They don't actually think when they don't think about the future. These houses are not well built. That's it's not sad. About the old houses. The old actual Lagos Island structures are very solid. Mm. The old ones that are maintained. Holy Cross is very old. The cathedral is, my house is old. I don't think it's not as old as cathedral, but my house is not in Lagos Island. But I'm saying I've seen Lagos Island structures that are old and have like the Brazilian quarter. They have Brazilian.
Those na solid. This nigga,
do you understand what I'm saying? Those houses, because people are just saying the houses are really old. It's not even about how old is the, even the ones they built now. There's one house they are building in Obalende now.
This was,
and
I think,
could make sense.
Jumoke, this was,
it's,
I think,
daft, but they're, I think, not going to say anything about it.
Can I just say that? Okay. Am I being in love with Jumoke at this point?
Why?
Like, she's making so much sense. I'm going to buy you a kind of Star Radler. After it's now, that's like the first star I'd have on you on this show.
So I feel like,
let me finish now. I'm professing love for somebody here.
No vex.
And then,
girl, what's your problem? So I feel like, okay, so the houses are old and not built properly, right? Because the houses are old. The houses are old.
They are old. They don't, no, what it means is they don't hold much. That they are,
nice,
old.
Thank you very much. Thank you. But the houses are really old. I know that. They are old. This accent, you know, go easy. But anyways, two houses down and then one in Ibadan. Anyway, rest RIP to everyone who, you know, and then pray that God, there was a man that actually paid his children's school fees that day or that week.
They had been at home.
They had been at home for the past 2 weeks or one, right?
Yeah.
And then they went to school that day and all three children died.
Quite sad.
A woman
very
committed
sad.
To Ferayo, eh?
A woman committed?
Yeah, had two children. I remember that I read that in news for... The she had, one was 4 and one was 6. She had both of them through CS, so she was just like, what am I living for? She drank the liquid that everybody drinks and she died.
I was talking to a friend of mine who works around Lagos Island. She was quite scared to leave her office that day because she passes that, like, that place, the scene.
Mm-hmm.
She was quite scared to leave her office that day, and I'm like, a lot of people who lose their lives, a lot of casualties might not even result from the accident itself.
Mm-hmm.
It might be that...
The shock, the trauma.
Not just the shock and the trauma.
Okay.
The inability of rescue operatives to,
oh,
get
my God,
to them.
Ted, because of this, you're going to fade. You're going to live long.
There were people in the
something.
Because you know how crowds gather. Those were like...
Get this way, they were saving people. I'm like, is this how to save people from a collapsed building?
Exactly. Like, but... Man, but I think for the fact that it's Lagos, there was like, it was quite prompt, it was fast, but you know, no,
it wasn't effective.
No, see, let me land.
You know, I think it was like the next day that they said they finished.
Larry, see, this is it. If that accident happened in any other state in this country, it would have been worse.
It happened in the Oyo state.
If it happened now, like, because when I lived in Port Harcourt, we had several building collapses.
like following each other. And I knew how the people, and most of these bills, some of these bills said they never build and finish. As they build them, they collapse. So now the
apparently
builders,
the
now the like, people where they build, now they die inside the building. Sure. You can imagine. So, man,
I think Canada everybody, visa. I think everybody just needs to do better. Yesterday, yeah. Talk about the rescue team and how poor, it is.
That's important.
Yeah.
So Lagos Island,
are they still donating blood?
You can go and donate. Lagos Island is very congested, right? Very, very, very. Now, first of all, Nigerians need to be more sensible because a building just collapsed. A lot of people are obviously coming to the scene to help. You guys, there were too many people there blocking the road. I saw a video of this man. I mean, most of them are trying to help, but they're not exactly learning enough. They don't know the right things to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw a video of this man. They brought the boy out and he was trying to get the boy to the... Because there were too many people, so they were trying to get the boy to the... This man, these are the boy that is on that building. His neck. So, it might be that the boy might have even you get like they should have actually maybe instructed them to leave. That's one. Two, that building that collapsed is not more than what it is, meaning it's not, it wasn't big, it was a normal building. Do you understand what I'm saying? Fine, well done to the people that, you know, worked there. Thank you very much for the people that you rescued, even if I think that the figures don't tally, but that's fine. So the day it happened around 10 p.m. they said they were taking a break. So I was just there. Okay, I was like, okay, let me understand what's going on. People are under, like, people are still under this thing.
Exactly.
And you are taking a break.
Don't they have like shifts?
There should be floodlights. You should have dogs to be able to take people out.
Dog walk? Which dog?
No, now.
Some machete. Normally, the people, the human beings don't know work. How the dog?
How
will
dog
know
work?
No, now the dog. No, see, the job of the dog is to sniff where the human beings are.
I understand, but that's it. They don't have it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm saying, those
so
are like
the if those dogs are there, they will take break too.
They took it. I was just like, no, wait, you are
dog,
taking a break.
The dog will they go find food that time.
But do you know that? Do you know that?
It's very annoying.
Do you know that? Why didn't they have shifts? Like, why didn't they have people?
They probably didn't have enough people. Like, but they took a break. I really hope that this is not true, because I heard, you know, many things were going around that one. When they were trying to lift, what's
the rubble,
it called?
The rubble.
All those things. Yes. He scraped half of somebody's head. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know that some things might be inevitable, but I just feel like they could have been more careful.
That's so gory.
They could have been more. I don't know.
No, we don't plan for... The thing is, we don't plan for these things, right? We don't plan... Like, we don't plan for almost anything at all.
We believe that Jesus Christ...
It's really...
But, you know, I'm... Like, but you need to also see the fact that... Well, Lagos, they try, you.
Lagos, they actually
try. They try. So...
Now, let's talk about the girl. Let's... Enough of the sad news. All right. Yeah. We are not happy about this. Definitely. So, if your house... I think you should actually do check up for your house. I mean, everybody should once in a while call.
Yeah,
somebody
call the house doctor.
And you also, know, before you move into a new place, actually check it. Do you understand what I'm
check
saying?
Check it. For reals. All right. So, you know the girl. What's her name? The girl from Saple. Saple.
They go tired.
So, success is now successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my problem with all of this is the government, the governor of that state, who went to success's house, gave her money.
It was not the governor. It was
who?
It was a government official. Our governor doesn't have that time.
Okay. The government official. I'm sure the governor sent the government official. All right. So it came to the governor's head, and the governor did not think that, oh, this is a bad idea. Let's not think about it. Let's do it like this. Let's not do it like that. But okay, he played it out. He sent somebody to go to the girl's house, give the girl money. The girl held the money and he took a picture of the girl with the money. A problem here is the government should stop doing publicity stunts. Like, stop all this bullshit.
It's not your place.
Stop
that's
all
for,
this
that's
bullshit
social media
that you're doing. And
people trying to enter government.
Do you understand? Like, go and sort out that school.
Oh my
not
god!
Just
all,
every single school.
Go, like, help people and stop doing this bullshit that you people are doing.
Sorry, Larry.
It doesn't. Eh?
Sorry.
Like, it's very. Do you know the standard of education in Nigeria?
But by they pay because they don't give you money.
My brother, they pay.
Don't go shoot our own video outside.
My guy. I saw a video of do you know that even private university students or private school students? Do you think we know? Do you think we know something?
Some people do. I'm not sure about you, but some people do.
No. Do you think in comparison to, you know, standard of education abroad? Do you think that you people that we are?
Some people do now. Carry on.
No, anyway. But the thing is,
which school? Which school are we talking about here?
Some schools out
of out of 20 private schools in Nigeria, in Lagos, let's say Lagos, how many private schools do you think will come and their children will be like,
in which Lagos? Logbo.
This Lagos that we're in.
How many private schools are in Lagos?
No,
he's not talking about universities. He's probably talking about secondary
schools. Oh, they're not secondary
schools. Yeah. Oh, okay. Guy, also, it's so, there's this guy that ties Gillies in GS3. He could not communicate.
Wait.
And he was on
you
TV.
You know that I work in a private school, right? Let's not begin.
And if you see her students.
On last week, Monday. On
she's
Tuesday.
Teaching English.
What, the proprietor of almost beat their daughter. He beat them like one particular one. He said, you are finished, you are useless. And yet it's time.
Well, he actually said that. He spoke in vernacular to
the
kid.
Was frustrated.
Damn.
Me on, when I was marking, I said,
damn, man. Said, Canada, come and take me.
The man, this is only, like, I'm literally the only teacher that says, don't speak Yoruba in my class. Everybody throws it in once in a while. Like, it's, do you understand what I'm saying?
I think the government needs to pay more attention to.
No, I mean, speak Yoruba if you're not comfortable.
My words are just like, there are just so many things coming to my head. I think the government needs to pay more attention to education in Nigeria.
Yeah, it's important.
It is messed up. The public schools are bullshit.
And because public schools are bullshit, it gives excuses for people to open private schools that are equally not
bullshit.
Please, like, not every school deserves a license to be a private school, guys.
What? My cousin drove from one street, from the beginning of one street to the end, and she counted 10 primary and secondary schools.
No, that place where it is, that road, there are plenty.
What the hell? Who is regulating? Who is giving this license?
Because why would an SS3 student about to write why be writing senseless for me? I said, what's the she said sincerely. I said, okay, spell the S-U.
Which, to spell what sincerely?
She wrote senseless in the paper. So I circled it that, where is this from?
You will tell me.
I now called her that. She, first of all, when I came back, when I went to class, she didn't come to school that time. I said, mm-hmm. Okay, this. No, I'm waiting for you because we are...
She has day off and day on for school. She goes to school with shift.
You get how she feels. When she eventually came, I said, what is it? She said, sincerely. I said, okay, no problem. Spell it. S-U. You know that she's so confused because in her book, she was sincerely. She said, it's sincerely, but she's spelling S-U for me. You know that it took the grace of God almighty for me not to destroy her with slap. But then before she'll faint and say, I've killed somebody's child. And they are.
Guys, to be very honest, what's her name again? Success, right?
Success.
Success. No, Success. We're not hating on you. Success. We're not hating on you. But to be very honest, Sozes, you are not the only child that is in this situation. I want to use you as a point of contact.
No, that's what she is. Because she brought attention.
So what? So is the school better now?
No, see. So now we can.
She was
driven away from school.
She was sent her out of school.
Exactly.
And she was like, they should have beat her, not send her away.
Is it beat or beating?
They should have beat. Oh yeah, call Lou.
Sorry, what did you teach again?
English.
Okay, a language. That's nice.
No, it happened. It's language. Poor. Come and stay here. Language has affected me.
To be fair, success.
Success.
Congrats. I hope that this would open the eyes of the government. And
maybe she's going abroad soon.
Oh, she is.
You not see that US and UK something?
Oh boy, my person can't record me now.
I'm not
sure.
You don't see how they bang on for you.
They go beat me to your
shit. Alright, I think that's all for now. What else?
You know what time it is.
What has happened, guys? Fidger anything before we go into the topic for today.
We never reached
this, Larry. Let me tell you, this is actually our topic for today. You're just not aware. We wanted to discuss what has happened in the past.
Cool, okay, we just wanted to discuss what happened in the past.
Yeah, you need to wake up because since you've been sleeping, do you understand? And I said at the beginning of this episode that this year we have sense.
I'm actually tired. No. I don't even know why I'm this tired. Okay, I didn't sleep.
What were you
early
doing
last
night?
I slept late.
What were you doing? Is the question.
I don't know.
Because now your voice is already changing.
So, guys.
Uh-huh.
No.
And your eye is closing.
Guys, let's talk about the... What now?
Pick up.
All right then, so that's it today on the show. We want to ask questions for the week so you guys can win recharge cards. We have a lot of recharge cards
actually,
to give away.
Do.
So tell us, quick question, guys. Tell us Jumoke's
surname.
Spell Jumoke's.
Even those are wow.
I want us to record this.
You actually should spell,
guys. It's still a relevant show. My name is Larry Shonubi. We're welcome back. You guys are.
You say we are welcome back. You're not just thinking today.
Welcome back, guys. So question for today to win yourselves
these recharge cards, these Airtel recharge cards. Cheese. Y'all thought we were joking, right?
Yeah,
y'all
man.
Thought we were joking.
We do giveaways.
Right? Y'all thought we were joking, Cheese. Right? Y'all thought we were joking,
joking.
Right? Hey, right?
Hey,
all right. You know the problem? The person that did Larry, the person is dead. Because.
So, listen up. You want to win yourself this recharge card?
Tier, man.
On Terry Rooney. All right, so to win yourself this recharge card, all you need to do is answer this very simple question. Tell us Jumoke's son name. This Jumoke right here, not your auntie Jumoke. This Jumoke right here. If you tell us your auntie's son name, I'll cut your head.
Also, you have
this
to
one.
Spell it
properly. This is Jumoke. Go and giggle her.
If you're a family member, you're disqualified.
Disqualified. Only listeners and fans and everybody who, you know, likes Relevant Show.
Don't forget, guys. We love you guys.
We love you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so the video is going to be on Instagram. Yeah. Follow us on Instagram at ROG Music Africa. And, you know, put comments in the comment section. And then we would, you know, pick the winners. We have a lot of recharge cards.
I need football. Like, we're abundantly blessed.
Do you understand? So all you need to do is just...
Yeah. And it's a cost one. It's not cheap one.
It's not cheap. Yeah.
It's the one that is cost.
Thanks so much for listening to us this week, guys. We
Thank
love you.
You guys. Don't forget, his name is Larry Shunubi, and his social media handle is
Larry Shunubi. Come, today's what is it? Hype Larry Radio. Why are you doing this for me?
Larry, what's your social media handle? Before I say Robin, social media
at Larry Shunubi. I think we are very tired.
Speak.
At Larry Shunubi on Twitter and Instagram, everywhere on social media.
Okay,
social.
Mine is Jumoke _P everywhere as well.
This idiot
Twitter,
has told everybody
Instagram.
Her name now. Okay, you have not told everybody, so.
As in, yeah, we say, like,
sorry.
So, like I was saying.
Can I say mine?
Yeah, of course. Okay. It's Jumoke _P. I thought you were taller than me.
Follow me on IG and Twitter.
He's drunk.
I'm not drunk yet.
So what's this that you're doing?
The thing is funny because you all think I'm drunk, and like, it's hard to prove to people that you're not drunk.
Finish
your
drink.
I'm going to finish my drink.
And we don't drink here. It's only.
I've been drinking water since.
Bitter lemon.
I'm bitter.
Hey, God, my girlfriend and her mother are going to listen to this show.
But you just say.
I'm kidding. I don't have a girlfriend.
I wanted to come.
Follow me
if
on
not joking?
Instagram and Twitter.
Okay.
At the _fade.
That's
spelled THE_PHAGE. I follow back because I've not blown yet. God bless you.
So when you blow, you stop following people back.
That's what they do now.
I think you even have a limit to you too. I think you have a limit you can follow.
Guys, have a great week. Please don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
Don't smoke and drive.
Yeah.
Igbo.
And if she says no, no is no.
Yes, people, no means no.
Dropping it hot on the dance floor is not consent.
Next week, I'm gonna give you another gist. Do you know that it is not consent? Dropping it hard on the dance floor
is not consent.
Dropping
it hot on the dance is not consent.
It's actually not.
Don't be deceived.
I'm saying it now. Don't be deceived.
Have a lovely week. This is a Relevant Show, guys. We're still here for you. For the next 2-3 episodes, guys, we're not going to be having guests. It's just going to be us coming here to bant.
Yeah. I have one gist already for you guys for next week.
All right. Keep it locked on ROG Music Africa. www.rogmusicafrica.com is the website. Listen to us at any time of the day. As far as you're connected to the internet, you can listen to
you
us.
Guys,
and,
special
you know,
someone to somebody
enjoy.
You don't hear, but he's always here.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, wow, can you hello, man? Jesus.
I'm coming. Let me finish this now.
Oh, no.
Okay. Follow us on Twitter at ROG Music Africa and on Instagram at ROG Music Africa as well. A big shout out to Muti Cakes, our producer.
That's what I'm saying.
The boss.
I said shout out to somebody you don't hear but is always,
always here. Ah, hello.
No, Emi Mok with Money Talent.
Money Talent,
yeah.
But that was studio. Just keep it in house.
I've said goodbye.
Keep it in house.
I said bye bye like 3 times.
If people want to continue listening to the show now, it's your luck.
We actually just love you guys. We don't want to leave you guys.
Actually, we love our fans because you know we know they spend their internet listening to
us. I feel like fans is such a derogatory word.
Sorry,
like,
we love our listeners.
Yes.
Because they use their internet to listen to us and we give back.
Give back, yeah.
We're giving away even though we don't have our own voice.
Bye, guys.